The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow, and this is our 279th episode of this show.
No wonder the stairs are getting harder. Kia ora.
It's the 29th of November. Hard to believe that month number 11 is all but shot. And in theory, we're about to enter the season of summer.
What is that?
Well, it's apparently when the weather's a whole lot better.
Oh.
Which it could only be, because, to be frank, this has been the shittest spring since the snowfall at Down Stadium Southland.
Yes. Windy.
Very.
And wet.
Never
not necessarily at the same time.
Never known it to be so windy, ever. Shocker. But, I mean, it's been a bit warmer over the past week. Not warm enough to curse the world by putting on the summer sheets yet, because that'll just guarantee several weeks of more rubbish.
True that. So we did discuss outdoor cooking.
Yes.
And then it rained.
Yes.
So we won't do that anymore.
But we weren't talking about doing it that day.
No.
No.
But still.
Here we are, almost into the festive season, technically. When do the decorations go up?
Oh, don't.
Okay.
I usually put them up the first weekend of December, which would be this weekend, I suppose. Kinda, nearly.
Kinda.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm mentally prepared for that. Maybe sometime next week if I've got time.
Okay.
Nana's had hers up for a month. So she's figured that having them up, if she's going to go to all the effort to put them up, she should have them up for a long time.
Extract the maximum value from doing that.
I think she nearly killed herself getting them in and out of the house and up and down ladders and stuff. But, you know.
There's no telling some people.
No. But that the house always looks amazing, so.
It does beg the problem, though. I wonder, because, you know, New Zealand has gotten into that habit of festooning the outdoor of the house with lights for the season, which is ironic considering how light it is until late at night in our part of the world. But I wonder how many people fall off ladders at this time of the year.
Wow.
Doing
lots.
That sort of just twisting around to try. I'll just stretch that over there and next thing, ACC.
I suspect quite a lot. A bit like people cutting up trees with their chainsaws.
Yes.
But not quite so gory, I don't suppose.
Mm.
Who knows?
I have nothing to say about that. Having injured myself in the past.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't by slicing something off or
no.
anything, though.
No, fortunately. So we've got a few things to chew through today. The Christmas season does formally return to Invercargill today, Saturday the 29th. Find out about what was going on last weekend, because your car got a fright. The production that I was in is finished. There's another one underway. And we'll find out what's been going on in your bizarre musings while doom scrolling on the interweb.
Mm.
Sad news, though, really, as we start with our first musical installment for this episode, with Another One Bites the Dust, kind of.
Yes, but not that song.
No.
Interrupted my what had become a month of loud screaming music to open the show.
Because that's what you were going to start with.
Yeah, I was. But I couldn't not play this one because Jimmy Cliff, otherwise known as James Chambers, died during the week at the ripe old age of 81. I'm not surprised he died at 81. He's had 4 or 5 wives. So it's incredibly lasted that long.
Enjoying the peace and quiet.
Yes, indeed. It brought back all those early days memories of listening to Rock Over London at in the wee small hours of the morning while I was supposed to be asleep. And, of course, all the Cool Runnings quotes that bounce around our house on a regular basis, especially when we're talking about the traffic in Invercargill.
Yes. Although, that particular quote, which I'm prone to making,
yes,
wasn't actually a Cool Runnings thing. It was a commercial that we saw at the films in the UK where it was set in Jamaica somewhere. And there was two vehicles on the road, and he's, oh no, total gridlock,
they do,
man.
They do quote that in the
do they?
Movie, though. I'm sure they do.
We'll have to watch it again.
Well, we will. If they don't, well, I've placed it there anyway in my head.
Fair enough.
It's my own little
universe. All that matters.
It's my own little universe in there. I can do what I like. Interesting man. Did his best to, you know, bridge the gap between cultures in the very colonialist UK at the time.
Him and Eddie Grant.
Yeah.
Eddie Grant used to be a member of the Equals.
Yes.
Back in the, I think it was the early 70s. Remember they had that hit Baby Come Back?
Yes.
Baby Come Back.
Yes. Something like that.
Jubbly's mom.
Yes. Which transitioned his way through three religions, apparently. Started off as
him and
a
Snoop.
Rastafarian. And then Christianity, and then, what was the last one? Can't remember. Another one. And then in the end, something like 2013, and an interview was quoted as saying he now believed in science.
Covering his bases.
Yeah, I think that's probably very wise.
I'm guessing that he has the answer now.
Well, yes. He may share that with us in a strange and wonderful way. Who knows? Anyway, as much as I love I Can See Clearly Now, which is from Cool Running, and Hakuna Matata.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to say, but I could be wrong there. I was once. The one I've chosen is the kind of more uplifting, because that's what he wanted to do with people. He wanted to, you know, give them good vibes, so to speak.
The song you've chosen takes me back to those Platinum Plus albums.
Yes.
That were kind of the thing post-Solid Gold.
Yes, and actually, did he have a song in Cocktail as well?
No, the reggae beat song there was actually by the Beach Boys, Kokomo.
No, I'm not thinking of Kokomo. I'm thinking of something else.
Okay.
But I don't know where that came from in my head.
Anyway, the interweb will tell us.
It will indeed. But in the meantime, while we're doing that, we'll have a boogie on down, hopefully, to one of my favourites, because it's a bit like Eddie Grant's Electric Avenue for me. Can't sit still. So we'll be...
I have the answers.
Oh, he has the answers.
So the Cocktail soundtrack had not a lot on it, to be fair. Jefferson Starship's Wild Again, Powerful Stuff by the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Since When by Robbie Neville. I never knew he did another song apart from Say I Love You. There you go. Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy,
ooh,
which had that kind of reggae vibe to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's definitely not what I was thinking of.
Hippie Hippie Shake by the Georgia Satellites, Kokomo by the Beach Boys, Rave On by John Mellencamp. We gave that a bit of a thrashing on the old classic hits, and Ry Cooder's All Shook Up.
Ah.
Good soundtrack, though.
Something,
great
something
movie.
Makes me think. Anyway.
Directed by a New Zealander.
Yes, well.
We've met him.
Yes. There's a whole big story about me going to see Cocktail in Dunedin.
Oh, really?
I won't share that right now. This minute. I can share it later. Anyway, time to put on your dreadlocks and your knitted, I don't know what they call them.
Tea cozy.
Yes. Tam O'Shanter in Stripes.
Tam O'Shanter.
And enjoy some reggae night.
Listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Jam it.
Oh no.
Ram it.
Welcome to my world, everybody.
That was Jimmy Cliff.
James Chambers.
Reganat.
Second youngest of nine.
Oh my God, did they not have a television?
Well, no, probably not in Jamaica, to be fair. And it was warm, so they can't blame the cold.
Of course, the West Indies have just been touring New Zealand in cricket.
Yes.
And we gave them a walloping.
Yes, which is takes me back to the Viv Richards days.
Oh, gosh, we wouldn't have given it Viv Richards and Brian Lara.
Oh, yeah, the man, no way we'd have given them a walloping.
No.
But that just goes to show things never stay the same.
Hugely tall man, Viv Richards.
Yes.
And then Brian Lara, who wasn't.
No.
The Master Blaster, though. Well, he was out there for out here for one of those charity cricket matches,
yeah.
Rugby versus cricket, a couple of years ago.
Which we don't normally watch, actually. But
they're quite amusing.
We
did see that one.
The commentary team gets a little annoying.
The Alternative Commentary Collective.
They've kind of chilled out a wee bit. But that, we did watch that one because he was in it, really. But it was great.
I'd go to one if I was in the same city.
Yeah. I think my nephew tries to go to that.
For the cricket?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, well, he likes cricket.
Does he? What,
yeah, he does. Played a little bit when he was younger, but he does, because it's a bit, he's a bit like the younger, and his grandfather. The stats and the strategy,
yes.
And all of that stuff is what he... what he enjoys about those sports. Yeah.
It was interesting just having spent a couple of weeks doing the Solid Gold Theatre Restaurant with Invercargill Musical Theatre. One of the younger, in fact, the youngest cast member who was washing your car brought a TV along.
Mm.
And and they would stream Sky Sports.
Ah, right.
And be watching the cricket.
That's how flexible and adaptable they are. They just do that because it's no biggie.
But to be fair, he went for like the first half of the show, appearing in the opening number in the first half and then appearing in the last number in the first half. And he said, well, I've got all this time.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah. And look at Stephen over there. He's got a book.
Yeah. Well, we discussed this at home. It's like even the shows when I'm not on stage for a really long time, I can't zone out like that, because I'll miss my cue or I'll get out of character or, you know, whatever. I mean, I might muck around with the other cast members. It's been known to happen once or twice.
Half of why we do it, really.
Well, that's right. So I couldn't switch myself on and off quite like that. But every now and then I have taken a book, but I never really read it. And I end up having to go back and reread those bits because I can't focus on that.
Split focus, yeah.
Yeah. So good on them, I guess, because that's the world they're going to live in. But, you know, you can also just talk to people.
Yeah. You mean like the girls did?
Yeah.
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 Because they'd come over and go, oh, you've got a telly in here.
Yeah.
Which was amazing that they couldn't hear it because there was a massive speaker as well in which they were playing music through.
Oh, well, we couldn't hear it out the front.
Well, that's good. Did you hear them doing the vocal warm-ups?
No.
It's amazing because it's pretty loud.
Yeah, no, but it's a room full of chatty people. So, it was a good night though. Thanks.
Yeah, the on the final night it was packed. It's one particularly loud table. kind of like the situation we had when we went along last year. Somebody just had a bit too much fun.
Yeah,
which impeded on the enjoyment of others.
Yeah. You have to be careful that you're having a good time. A couple of us got up to dance, but we were the only ones. So we just kind of shuffled off to the side and danced. Didn't want to stand in anybody's way. I'm sure the lady at the table next to me kept turning around to wonder to see who was singing, because I was singing away.
Well, I don't think you'd have had that on your own.
No.
I imagine Dr. Karen was singing. And maybe, and I'm pretty damn sure Grant would have been singing.
Yes, he was. I looked over several times and he was singing away.
It was a great soundtrack. The selection of music was diverse, covering 70s and 80s. It was good to listen to every night. I never got sick of anything.
Mm, I'd have got sick of one of them because it's one of my least favourite songs of all time.
Oh, go on. Which one?
I had to apologise to the person who sang it. Liana's...
Mickey.
I've never liked that, really. But... she did a fantastic job. Because it's hard, actually, that one.
Because it's fast.
Yeah.
But doesn't really showcase her vocal skills either.
Well, because it's not that easy to sing. So.
Because she's got a very humble, quiet person.
Yeah, she's lovely.
And, you know, I had had a super enjoyable season with them.
Excellent.
It was nice. But happy to put it behind me as well, just from a time perspective.
Happy to put your slippers on and stay at home.
Yeah.
In the lounge.
In the fluffy slipper lounge, my fluffy slippers, which I have to keep kicking off because it's so warm.
Yes.
Hey, did you know that UB40, the version featuring Ellie Campbell, the talking to white man, are coming to New Zealand?
I think I had seen that, actually.
February. They.
But I didn't look at where.
Whangarei, Napier, Tauranga, Wellington, Auckland, New Plymouth.
Oh, they're islandist.
And the reason that I noticed that is because there's a list of gigs that the Black Seeds are doing over summer. And they're appearing at these things with UB40. They're also doing the Spectacle in Nelson, Matakana Rama in Matakana, Rhythm and Alps, Koro Classic in Whitianga. I have no idea what that is. Oh, Coromandel, I'm guessing. Valley Festival in Queenstown. Never heard of that. That's a new one.
Mm, which valley?
Jim Beam Homegrown, which is now in Hamilton instead of Wellington. And Synthony.
Yeah,
not Symphony.
That's really good.
In Auckland. So the Black Seeds are appearing, so along with the UB40 gigs. Great New Zealand sort of ska band. I think, what's his name? The Oscar/Grammy winner from Two Little Boys. And Muppets and
yes.
Flight of the Conchords. Brett McKenzie. He's played with the Black Seeds.
Yeah. And who's the lead singer? He does solo work too.
Oh.
Doesn't he?
Possibly. I didn't print off the entire press release because you know what they're like.
Yes. thank you for not reading it.
We do haul
deep and meaningful.
The proverbial urine out of some of the press releases written by PR companies.
Or AI,
depending. Yeah. Number of people who are reading speeches written by AI, counsellors included.
Well, yes, but there's a time and place.
So anyway, the Black Seeds have released a new single.
Oh.
How we've gone down this musical path. And I thought, I'll play it. We had two great new Southland songs last week. This week I've got two new New Zealand songs. And one of them is The Black Seeds, which is the one we're going to play. It's just been released in this past week. So I thought, that's fresh. Let's play it in a fluffy slipper lounge. Oh. The PR person will be very impressed and think that they're wonderfully written.
Little do they know.
Diatribe. however, the song deserved it. I had a listen to it and went, that's a nice listen.
Excellent.
So on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, we are proud to present the latest from New Zealand's The Black Seeds. This is Compassion, a seasonal song that we need to take into account. You are listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, a radio show on Radio South and 96.4 FM, and a podcast which is available on the accessmedia.nz app. If you're an Android user, download it and select Radio Southland as your station. We're a podcast on Apple Podcasts as well, and if you follow us, we will arrive fresh each week. But if you'd like to get it first, then go to our Facebook page, The Fluffy Slipper Lounge, and a link to stream the podcast is there from 8 o'clock on Friday night. Friday night this week, if you're listening to that, or last night if you're listening on Saturday, we were planning to be at Peter Pan Invercargill Repertory's panto, which has been on this week. It'd be nice to go along to a panto and be a member of the audience.
Yes, but sitting in the dark bit.
Yeah, rather than the light bit down the front.
Don't want to be picked on.
There are three shows left, one at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, 7 o'clock Saturday evening. This is the earlier evening start time for the Cubs. And then the final show at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, which I always found a bit painful, to be honest. A strange way to finish with a Sunday afternoon matinee.
Yes, yeah.
Mostly because it quite often followed a church service for us that morning, go straight from church to panto.
Oh, and it's kind of weird for us to do shows during the day anyway.
Yeah.
Even if it's not...
But two of them.
Yeah.
Saturday's a test because it's two shows in a day and it can be quite tiring. But a great show for the kids and they love it. And Peter Twaits and Nigel Edwards again co-directing it. I had a chat with Peter on Art Is Our Perception. And like I say, Friday night was when we were planning to go along and catch it. Ironically, it's a great day Saturday for the family, because if you come into town, the Santa Parade is on from 1 o'clock. And it starts on Gala Street, down at the Gala Street Reserve, goes down Gala, turns south onto D Street, right down D to the Troopers Memorial, round the roundabout and up the other side of D and back down the other side of Gala.
It's gone back to that route, has it?
Yep.
Oh,
instead of a great big block. I think it's easier for road closures, don't know. But then they follow that with the gala afternoon at the Gala Street Reserve from 2:33 till 4. Or if you don't want to go to that, you can go down to the Peter Pan Panto at 2 o'clock. It's always tricky for the cars to try and remember. There'll be roads closed and a lot of people parked. Yes. Trying to find a park for that show was always a bit of a challenge.
Yes, but we were usually there and early to get, you know, ready. So not too much of a problem. But you did need to plan ahead.
You did indeed.
South Island is not all that good at planning ahead.
No, we're not. Rubbish at it.
Yes.
Deck the Pod is on. It's the community Christmas party at South Alive. It's coming up next weekend, the 6th of December, from 4 till 7. So an evening event. Bring your picnic, enjoy some food stalls, get ready for some jolly fun with great entertainment, games and Christmas craft stalls, and you can get a free selfie with Santa, who will be reappearing after he appears this Saturday at his parade.
And that same weekend, if I can, put in a plug for the car boot sale.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Grey Street Project Youth Ambassadors have organised a car boot sale in the car park of the Tar and Feather.
Yep, the old Southland Hotel.
Yeah, so if you've got things that you need to move on or you want to buy some new things to move in, get in touch, that'd be cool.
And big ups to them as well, because they were involved in the Grey Street Project car wash last weekend at Macaulay's.
Yes, thanks, Macaulay's.
You took your C-roller along.
Indeed.
And had several years with a grime.
It's a wonder it didn't all fall apart.
Removed from it.
Spiders were removed.
One of the
some moss.
One of the youth ambassadors did comment to me that night that your car had a lot of dirt on it.
Yes, it was very dirty. I haven't washed it for ages because there have been times when I've been going to do it, but I've got a thing about washing your car in the driveway because it's actually not okay. So rather than put myself through the torment of trying to work out how to use the car wash thing down at South Invercargill, I've just left it dirty.
There's one up at Mobile. It's quite.
I know, but I find that quite traumatic, working out. Because it's actually not clear how you pay or where you're going.
I managed, I'm just saying.
I know, but I'm like, I'll just leave it dirty. And there's chemicals.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. The chemicals go into the stormwater, and that's not really.
Yeah, although the one in South Invercargill captures the.
Yes.
Captures the wastewater.
It's the one on Easter. Yes, it does.
Yeah,
and it's treated before being released.
Yeah.
As does the one up on North Road.
Yes, I'm sure. Fair. Yeah,
and I think that's a requirement now of all the modern car washers,
which is why we shouldn't do it in our driveway.
Okay. It's been a while since I have. So I could do then is go through the car wash, get a minimum wash, and then come back and do the cut and polish in the driveway.
Yes.
That sounds a whole lot better.
Oh, no, I don't know. The cut and polish is really hard.
Yes, it is. But after you've washed the car, it's even harder.
Well, yes. That's true.
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We take you into our weekly feature called Musical Taste of Asia. We were going to start with a loud thumping piece of music, and funny that loud theme continues.
Yes, well, that's kind of where this started, although I got well distracted and down a number of rabbit holes. And I was actually having real trouble deciding because I found some absolute rippers. but this one I couldn't ignore because it reminded me of the early. Well, you might feel differently, but early Kiss, some of those big hair metal
glam rocky
things. And these guys actually were formed in 1981, so they were around for a long time and released something like 26 studio albums and 9 live albums. And they've had, as with that time, lots of iterations of band members, although one of them has been constant. And it just, I actually had trouble choosing which song off the playlists because heaps of them were really good. I think I chose this one because the YouTube, the video, the music video is, just made me laugh. It wasn't supposed to make me laugh, and in retrospect, it's making me laugh. At the time, I probably would have thought it was super cool.
Instead of laughing with, you're laughing at.
Yes, just that whole glam rock the way they did the big everythings. So these guys, yeah, they've been around for a really long time, and they're still, I think the last thing I could track down was 2022 or something like that. I have not much else to say, really. So these guys are called Loudness, and they're worth looking up, I reckon. Anyway, I chose This Lonely Heart.
The what?
This Lonely Heart.
Lonely Heart.
Yes.
By Loudness.
By Loudness.
Is it loud?
Not as loud as it could have been.
All right, turn the volume up.
Indeed.
Gosh, we've gone from reggae vibes to an absolute 80s glam rock sensation. It does sound so much like every 80s glam rock hair band.
But place it in Japan.
Yeah.
They're Japanese.
Doesn't sound it though, does it?
No.
The group is Loudness, and the song is This Lonely Heart. Oh, and I think if we've got time, I'm going to take an 80s hair rock classic that I hate and give it a jazz vibe.
Oh, good eye.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And very shortly, we're going shopping.
Oh, everybody loves a bit of shopping.
Okay, but first, it's time for this.
Steve Le. Le bois Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le bois Steve.
There have been some hearty guffaws going on as we've exchanged reels, some of which have been so phenomenally inappropriate.
Yes.
Over the past week. What's in Lyndall's real world this week?
I'd like to take you back to the Welsh rugby test.
Ah, yes.
Last weekend.
Right.
Right, so place yourself in that atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And then picture the, okay, I've got to get their name right. The Diff Drag rugby team playing against the Cardiff Lions RFC. So it's absolutely classic. This came to me, I don't know, about three times, I think, actually, so there must be something about my algorithm. But the account I've chosen is the Project TV, which is kind of alternative news stories out of the UK mostly, I think. But this is a news item about a group of Welsh drag queens who have an annual rugby match against the Cardiff Lions. They're in full drag, wigs, not high heels, wigs, dresses, sparkles, makeup, all of it except the shoes.
I can only imagine a good scrummage.
Well,
or a ruck.
Mm-mm.
The ball.
I think there's maybe some of the Cardiff Lions avoid the ruck, I'm not sure. But the coverage is absolutely brilliant. And some of the queens, their tackles.
Crunch.
Absolutely. They're obviously.
Full contact.
In their previous lives have played rugby, these queens. And it's just brilliant.
Not what you'd expect.
No, the Cardiff Lions guys are having a blast. And the queens are, you know, with Elizabeth, an amazing tackle, but the queen loses her wig, and so there's a great drama, and there's somebody kind of showing their nails at somebody saying, go away. It's just brilliant.
Well, good on the Cardiff Lions for doing it.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, in Wales, they're mature enough to actually not be frightened by drag queens and even put that together with a really masculine activity, I think it's fantastic.
So my question
is, it's just a great thing to watch.
Is there singing in the crowd?
I don't know, because I usually have the sound off.
Right.
You don't even need the sound on.
I imagine.
But if the queens are there, there's probably I Will Survive being sung in the background or something, I don't know. So, yeah, the Project TV, or one word, have a look for the and the music that plays along it is the Pink Pony Club, which is even funnier. The Welsh drag queens playing rugby against the Cardiff Lions.
Steve Le. Le bois Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes.
This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounger radio show and podcast made available through Radio South, and we are TNN, the new normal. Darren and Linda Ludlow, welcome along, and thank you for giving us an hour of your time. We hope you find some enjoyment in it. Like this, a 25-year-old singer-songwriter who has the girl next door vibe going on. Her name is Jenny Smith, and she's been writing and recording her own music since the age of 12. It's that type of storytelling that you could, the lyrics sound like they've come straight from a teenager's diary. And she's picked up a few milestones along the way, has Jenny Smith. She was Songwriter of the Year in 2018. So that's 18 years old at the time. The New Zealand Country Music Awards Entertainer of the Year. She's had lots of radio play on a variety of stations in New Zealand and had chart success with the singles T-Shirt and Stuck on You on the official New Zealand singles chart. So she's going into...
That was nearly...
Shingles or singles?
Chart, wasn't it?
Chart. No, it's very good. Jenny's is stepping into what... the publicist is describing as an exciting new era. Shopping is the new single, which is a tongue-in-cheek story inspired by a real checkout operator in her hometown, which, for matters of privacy, has not been disclosed. I'm sure the internet will tell me. Next year, she's got a new album called Girl Next Door, and she'll be hitting the road on the Girl Next Door tour, bringing the Girl Next Door warmth to fans right across Nouvelle-Zeeland. So whether you're looking for a song to cry to, laugh along with, or dance around your kitchen, Jenny Smith's got something for you. And with her star steadily on the rise, it's clear that this Girl Next Door won't be staying local for long. Fingers crossed that she does well. I had a listen to the single, really liked it. So let's go shopping with Jenny Smith on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. New Zealand music from Jenny Smith, that is Shopping, and used to be a checkout chick.
I did work at Centre City New World in Dunedin. I really enjoyed it, actually. I started off filling shelves, of course, but I enjoyed being on checkout. I had people who, you know, chose to come to me and if they could. And generally speaking, really enjoyed it.
I like the fact that they're going to check out the checkout operators, especially number nine. Checkout number nine, apparently. and in my dim dark past, may have done that myself. Really nice. I look forward to her Girl Next Door tour next year. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, and it's time for our weekly Talk Sport section. As Lyndall mentioned earlier on, in Real World, there was a test in Wales last weekend, not the one where the Cardiff Lions played the Drag Queens, but Wales were playing the All Blacks at Millennium Stadium, as you observed before the game started. Bring back Cardiff Arms Park.
Yeah.
We won the test 52-26, but fair to say that Wales won the singing competition. And that's it for the year, really.
Yes, I didn't realise that the singing national anthems at the start of matches had started there.
100 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing.
All Blacks' next match is against France on the 4th of July.
Ooh.
Then Italy on the 11th and Ireland on the 18th. Be wanting to sharpen up in 2026, would be fair to say. Formula One, wet qualifying but cold. And dry for the Las Vegas Grand Prix last weekend. Post-race technical infringement, barge boards not thick enough, saw both the McLarens disqualified, which is not good. Lando Norris, who's challenging for the championship and is the championship leader, had finished second. Oscar Piastri had finished fourth. The final classifications were Max Verstappen, who was the race winner again, and deservedly, ahead of the two Mercedes drivers, George Russell, who was initially third but promoted to second, and young Antonelli up to third. So Lando still leads the Drivers' Championship with 390 points, while Piastri and Verstappen are tied on 366. Only three more points gathering opportunities to go in Qatar this weekend. I didn't say it.
No, noted.
I had to struggle to remember not to. And there's two races. So there's a sprint race on Sunday morning. And that's at 3 o'clock Sunday morning. And the Grand Prix itself at 5 o'clock on Monday morning. So if you were pretending to drive, would that be Air Qatar? No. And then, of course, they're at Abu Dhabi the following week. And that's the season over and done with in December.
Gosh, bloody it's hell. A long season now, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
The Repco Supercars Championship is on this weekend in Adelaide. It's the grand final. The top four, Brock, Fenny, Chas Mostert, Will Brenner, Kai Allen, are the only ones who have a shot at the championship title when they're racing. There's three races, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just saw on Friday morning that one of the support classes at the Trans Ams, and Jan van Gisbergen's back driving one of those.
Fun.
Pretty sideways, as is his wont. Brendan Leach has got one more race to go. Turned 30 during the week.
Gosh, did he?
In fact, today, I think.
Oh.
Or Friday. Final race is the Gulf 12 Hours in Abu Dhabi on December 14th. So that's the week after the Formula One. And he'll be driving an AMG Mercedes for Tagani Motorsport, co-driving with Australian Jaden Ojeda. Cormac Buchanan, and it was a pleasure to have him in the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Sunday night watching the Formula One.
Yeah, great to see him.
Jesus, it's amazing how quickly that young man has grown. he's always been charming and delightful and humble, but no longer the squeaky voice, that he had before he went away a few years ago, but that many years ago now. And he's back competing in FIA Moto3 World Champs again with BOE Motorsports in 2026. And lovely to see him.
And looking forward to a proper break over the summer.
Yeah, although he's still riding every day, either at Teretonga or Reedy Park.
He doesn't have to head off to do
championship
rounds and stuff. He's really looking forward to it. I was talking to his mum during the week, and she said, yes, they're all quite looking forward to just having some chill time and disconnecting his brain from that stuff.
Well, when you've spent the majority of the year transiting airport lounges, it's got to be tough.
Well, it's the mental tiredness too, eh?
And then you've got to have a race and have all that psychological pressure as well. But still well-grounded and a lovely young man.
Yep.
And Ludlow, the youngest, has certainly enjoyed reconnecting and having some team kit.
Yes.
And that's what's been going on in the wide world of sport. Now, I did talk earlier on when we played Loudness and This Lonely Heart that an 80s hair rock anthem that my late friend Murray and I used to hate, which was Europe's The Final Countdown, has had a bit of a makeover from a group called Cover Jukebox. And this is a Motown soul slash jazz version of The Final Countdown. What can that possibly sound like? Here's the answer. You are listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. That is a group called Cover Jukebox and their version of the 80s hair rock classic, The Final Countdown. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you've enjoyed this particular episode of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Have yourself a safe weekend, and we shall look forward to catching you back next week.
Ka kite, don't be a dick.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.